Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 15th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 2.5 cents at 556 and a quarter. September wheat up 17 and 3/4 cents at 672. And November beans down 3 1/4 cents at 1380. The wheat was obviously the strong one here today, led up by Minneapolis. Minneapolis was up 20 1/1. And Chicago followed suit to some extent. But the Minneapolis continues to gain on Chicago, and I think that's going to be the case for a while. We really don't have a whole lot of great demand out here, as evidenced by the weekly sales numbers. And with the dollar strong, it was up another 22 here today. It's hard to think that wheat's going to be able to sustain this, at least on the winter wheat. Now, as I've been saying, spring wheat's a whole different game out here. We closed it at 894. My guess is they'll try to close it over $9 tomorrow. 8.95 and a half was the high today. Corn was about a few cents higher during the day, but closed lower. The meal was down $7. That kind of dragged on the corn and the beans a little bit. The oil was up 74, but still lower prices in the beans pretty much across the board. But overall, you know, the market is very choppy here today. Corn and beans were higher and lower during the day several times. The market's trying to figure out whether we've had too much rain in some areas, not enough in others, or whether the rains that have fallen are really going to make this corn crop and make it big with rain and pollination. You've got to think pretty good size yields out there. And they've had some relief in the Dakotas. Not a lot in North Dakota, but South Dakota's had some pretty good rains. Minnesota, Wisconsin. So all very timely rains out here. But it's still dry in parts of North Dakota. It's still maybe too wet in a few spots in Illinois. But overall, I think these crops are in pretty good shape. Now, the 10-day forecast looks hotter and drier. But considering Chicago's only going to be 73 tomorrow and more rain, you know, we could actually use some heat and some sunshine out here now. So I think the sunshine's going to, you know, do a lot to help the growth spurts on these corn, get pollination really at a good pace out here. So I just don't see the problems in the corn market for the time being. The bean market, if you believe there's going to be a drought in August, obviously you've got to be friendly beans. It goes back to what we've been saying, that, you know, a 2 or 3 bushel drop in yield on corn or a 1 or 2 bushel drop on beans makes this a whole new ball game out here. But again, if we have better than average yields for whatever reasons out here, then we take a lot of the stress off these markets. And with the funds long, we could probably see some lower prices out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.